Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Welcome to Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live Radio on the 29th of November on Sheffield Live, going around the world on the internet at www.sheffieldlive.org, here in Sheffield on 93.2 FM on the radio, and the program will also be available as usual as a podcast and as a Mixcloud later on. I'm James Fagan, broadcasting with my good friend and my 10-year colleague on Thank Goodness It's Folk. We celebrated in grand style this weekend with your help at Crook Social Club and raised £6,000 for Alzheimer's research and brain tumour research. It was a triumph, and Sam and I are still buzzing from it. Your contribution was absolutely massive, and we thank you all for your help in getting it done, and to Pete Smith for a brilliant program on Saturday as well. The artists were brilliant. The cakes were brilliant. We sold £350 worth of flapjacks. Well, Julie Hindley did anyway, and Val Civico. It was incredible. We've got the best guests today, Janice Burns and John Doran. They have just made a fantastic season album. It's out like pretty much now, and they're about to go on tour, and they're joining us to tell us about where they got the songs, what they had for breakfast, and what they're going on tour with, where you can find them on the road. It's going to be a lovely show, and Sam and I have chosen some of our favorite music as usual to play you here on Thank Goodness It's Folk. Stick with us for 2 hours here on Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Thank you.
That's Violet Sky, which is the title track of the new duo album by Helen Gentile and Lewis Wood. And I think it's absolutely superb. Sam, what a weekend. It was just lovely, wasn't it?
Absolutely lovely, James. Two great concerts, some fantastic artists involved. Thank you to all of those. And just a great weekend with friends and family. And yeah, lots of money raised, which we should be and are very proud of.
Indeed. Now, I said that we have special guests on the show, Sam, and we've been meaning to have Janice and John on the program for the last few weeks because it's been a very exciting time for them with the release of their new record, which is called Great Joy to the New. A lot of you already know that because you got behind the Kickstarter and a lot of you have bought it since as well. But for people who are new to it, it is a seasonal record and it's one of the best I've heard in recent years. No exaggeration, apart from the fact that I love Janice and John's arrangements. They've gone to town on this one, and as well as themselves, you'll also hear some very special brass arrangements arranged by John Bowden, and we'll talk to Janice and John about that in a moment. But before we go any further, I want to play you one of my favourite carols. I absolutely love the tune of this and the words, and it's one of those ones that crops up perennially, but it's always nice to hear a new interpretation, and I love this interpretation. So from the new record, Janice Burns and John Doran, here's Wexford Carol, and then you will talk to Janice and John, who are standing by, I believe, in Newcastle upon Tyne, but they can tell us more in a minute. Here they are.
Good people, all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending his own beloved Son. With Mary holy we should pray to God with love this Christmas day. In Bethlehem upon that morn there was a blessed Messiah born. Near Bethlehem did shepherds keep their flocks of lambs and feeding sheep, to whom God's angel did appear, which put the shepherds in great fear. Prepare and go, the angel said, to Bethlehem, be not afraid. It's there you'll find this happy morn, a princely babe, sweet Jesus born. With thankful heart and joyful mind, the shepherds went this babe to find. And as God's angel had foretold, they did our Saviour Christ behold. Within a manger he was laid, and by his side the Virgin Maid, attending on the Lord of life, who came on earth strife. Good people, all this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending his own beloved Son.
Janice Burns and John Doran, welcome to Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Hi.
Hello.
Nice Hi. To see you both.
It's great to see you too. What a lovely record. You must be absolutely thrilled with it, even though you've probably been living with it for months. It must be lovely to see it born into the world, so to speak.
So glad it's out.
Yeah. It's finally Christmas.
It's been the whole year, like, because we toured some of the songs last year and then we went and recorded it in February. And we've just been working on, you kind of don't realise, every time you release an album, you just think, oh, it's going to be easier this time. But the admin is just quite intense, isn't it?
Yeah, it is intense when you're self-releasing and when you're self-promoting and all the things. And I know you've got friends to help with that to a certain extent. But yeah, it's by and large now, it's a lot of it's on the artist, isn't it? And it is up to you. And if you don't do it, it don't get done.
Yeah, and you can usually push the deadline back, but with the Christmas album, you just can't.
Indeed. Sam, you've had a listen to this record too, haven't you?
I have indeed, James, and love it very much, especially love the brass arrangements, and love the lovely opening, love the opening track especially. John Bowden did the brass arrangements, didn't he?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, another John.
So fun having John involved. Like,
how did that?
They're very quintessentially him, aren't they?
They are, but they're so tasteful, and they do sit behind. He hasn't in any way like dominated the tracks. In fact, I didn't realize it. I know that once I know it's Bowden's arrangements, I can tell, I think. But I think that the beauty of it is they are so fitting to the pieces of music. How did you choose which pieces you were going to arrange with brass? Because they are, I guess, once you've tasted that in your sort of sonic landscape, it's quite addictive. And I imagine you had to be quite careful about how you went about using those tracks. Tell us about the process of putting the brass on.
Well, we knew we wanted brass on the album. We thought, if we're going to do a Christmas album, like, go big or go home. So we knew we wanted to do it. But obviously, I think the limiting factor is money. So we knew we just knew we couldn't afford to get it on every track. Mm,
it made the choice quite easy.
Yeah. And we spoke with Andy Bell, who was producing it. And I think we kind of, between the three of us, made a decision on what tracks.
I suppose also you don't want to turn up to a duo concert in a village hall, and if you've got brass on 12 out of 12 tracks, you know, you're going to get people going, where's the orchestra, you know?
Yeah, what have I paid for?
Yeah.
I was surprised, because of my lack of inner folklore knowledge on every subject, I was surprised to see Darby Ram as the opening track, because it's not one I associate with Christmas. John, I wonder if you could tell me what the seasonal relationship is with that song.
Well, it's one of those songs, for me, it's always been Christmassy, because I first heard it on a John Kirkpatrick album, and that, to me, it's his album called Wassail with an exclamation mark.
Of course, yes, it's on there, of course.
It's on that one. But yeah, you're right, it's not typically sort of associated with Christmas or but it's kind of wintry, like in some traditions it's kind of found its way into the mumming tradition around there and sort of becomes part of that story. So like, yeah, it does sort of crop up sometimes, I guess. It's an interesting one.
It is. How did you go about deciding how Christmassy to make this, and what the difference between a seasonal record and a Christmas record? Because a lot of people now have an album in their catalogue which fits one of those descriptions. Where does yours fit?
Yeah, we're very much leaning on the Christmas side of things.
I think we originally wanted it to be a winter album, but both of us just love the God songs.
That's true, yeah.
Well, you're in good company in Sheffield, because there's a lot of people whose church is going to the pub to sing these gaudy songs, and they are extremely uplifting. And as were your Christmas podcasts, and anyone who saw your sort of live streams, live streams, not podcasts, but anyone who saw any of your Christmas live streams will know, apart from the fact that they did often, shall we say, descend into a mulled wine-induced comedy routine, sometimes within minutes, they were very uplifting. And this is really where your Christmas album started, isn't it?
Yeah,
definitely. We had a comment about those live streams after a gig we did in January. It was someone that I know quite well, and he came up to us at the end, and he'd never seen us before. And he went, I thought you messing about on those live streams was you getting drunk. But actually, you're just like that in real life.
Sober as well.
Oh, thank you, Nigel.
Yeah. Well, it is quite hard to get drunk on mulled wine in 10 minutes, and I didn't think you were drunk. I thought you were possessed by the spirit of Christmas. Let's just say
that's what happens, yeah. You do get possessed by it.
The ghost of mulled wine past.
So I'm guessing you actually like the ritual of it, and you like the tree and the tinsel and the glitz. Am I right?
Absolutely,
I love it.
Yeah, I think we're both into that. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it at all. About you, Sam? I've known you a long time, but I don't know what Christmas at Sam Hindley's house is like. Are you traditional? Do you have the tree and all of the falal?
We certainly have a tree. It seems to get put up later and later these days as Christmas house concerts have come into the frame. But we always have a tree and quite a bit of decoration. Yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel? Nice indeed. How do you feel about the fact, Janice and John, that once you call an album a Christmas album, you sort of know, and I've found this with Melrose Quartet's Christmas album, which we made no bones about. It's got a reindeer on the front and holly, and starts with the holly and the ivy, and is called the Rudolph Variations. So we were under no illusion that we'd be able to sell this record all year long, nor that anyone would want to play it outside certain months. So you resigned to the fact that you've made an album that will probably be seasonally sellable and seasonally tourable. Is that all great?
It's suddenly dawned on us, I think, the amount of work that we had to do because we only have one chance to sell this thing. So we've got all of your Christmas tat now. The t-shirts arrived today. We've got some tote bags. We're getting stickers, things like that. So all of that because we've got one chance to sell it.
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Well, go hard or go home, like you said. You've got the tote bags, you've got the CDs, you've got the merch, you've got the songs. Tell us about the tour. I believe you're in Derbyshire tonight, and there might be some tickets available, a couple left anyway, Janice.
Yeah, we're going to be at Springbank Arts in New Mills, which is just under an hour from Sheffield, I think.
Yeah.
I think there might be a couple tickets left. Yeah, maybe. Sheffield sold out a long time ago, so if you were looking for a ticket, maybe New Mills is the one for you.
Is that Cafe Number 9 in Sheffield?
Yeah.
It's going to be gorgeous in there. I have seen you in there. It's a beautiful space, isn't it? It's small, but it'll be very, very lovely, and I imagine it will be decorated appropriately as well.
Can't wait.
Be lovely. I reckon you'll get a mince pie there, to say the least. Mince pies, you will find a lot of those on your tour. You will. I don't know how you feel about them. Can you manage one a night for like a whole tour, a couple a night?
It's also one of the only things Janice can eat from a Greggs. So it's a service station snack as well.
There you go.
Yeah, I may have overdone them last year because I do like a mince pie, but I had one. You bought me a mince pie this year and I ate it, but I struggled to finish it.
I bought it for you in October, though.
Yeah.
So it might have been a bit soon.
Yeah. You're only on your second album, you two. So I guess, is a Christmas album something you've always wanted to do right from starting out as a duo then?
Yeah, it's kind of... So when we started singing together, it was... At Christmas time, we've kind of had the same interests and we liked hanging out, and then realised that we both liked finding folky Christmas songs. And so we used to just arrange them for fun and put like little videos up on YouTube and stuff and hope that a handful of people would see them. Yeah, then we started deciding that we would actually release some proper music. John really wanted to do the Christmas album first, and it was kind of me that thought, well, I think we don't want to get known as the Christmas band.
Yeah, I think it was a wise choice and slightly more commercially viable. So I'm glad you pushed me into that. But
it's been basically what we've been really into ever since we started making music together, like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
8 years ago? Seven? Eight?
Eight?
Yeah. It can't be that long. You guys cannot be coming up to your 10th anniversary as a duo. That's
oh my God.
I'm only 15.
Time flies, and I think you're allowed to discount the time in COVID when you couldn't go out and fulfill the duo dream, which you were on the precipice of doing at the start of 2020. So you can just discount those years if you want and say, yeah. Is your Christmas show then, is it going to be, don't want to give away all the spoilers, but pretty much music, or are there other elements to the show as well?
Oh, are there other elements? We were talking about this because we're thinking, actually, it was because Melrose Quartet had a lovely a pub quiz in the middle. I thought, that's such a good idea. We can't copy it. But I have, actually, it's in this drawer.
I forgot about this.
And it depends whether I have time to program it tonight. Because I thought this would be such a good idea. I've spent like £300 on this stomp box that I've used for one tour with a lovely piper called Marlon Lewis. I don't really have any need for a stomp box in Janice and John because it's a bit much, to be honest. But I could download a lovely kind of twinkle noise onto it. And I think
can you stomp samples?
Yeah, you can stomp samples.
I see the potential. Imagine like the sprinkly noise and you
that's
you,
it. That's you, the one.
Surprise Janice with it as well. Just like
it's perfect. But also, you know, just the more sort of silly songs, you can just maybe sort of pass it to someone on the front row. It could be an audience participation.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be saying this because...
the likelihood of it happening.
Yeah, it's quite low at the moment.
One thing I would advise not doing, especially with seasonal flu going around and stuff, is do not hang mistletoe over the merch table.
Good idea.
Nice. Yeah.
I'd like to avoid anyone.
Tell us about some of the tracks then on the record. What are your favourites? Janice, you tell me one of your favourites first.
Oh, do you know what? I've got loads of favourites, so this is going to be hard. I really like Green Grows the Holly, and it's not really a Christmas song. We found it in the Oxford Book of Carols, and it was allegedly written by Henry VIII. And it was actually Sam Baxter, if anyone knows Sam Baxter, gorgeous singer and fiddle player and guitarist. Yeah. Like we were at Halsey Manor and we were just looking for new songs to do. It was coming up to just before recording the album. And we came across that one and Sam went, you should do that one. And I just went, all right. And the melody is really weird. Like I know some people probably really love it and I don't want to offend anyone, but I find the melody not very good. So we just changed it. We just kind of chopped it and changed it.
Shock horror.
That is your prerogative.
But yeah, it became one of my favourites. Like it was kind of we'll just do this and see if it works. And it became, it's quite a spooky one. Or, I don't know, it's darker. It's not really about Christmas. I like that one.
It's the first time we've ever had electric guitar on a Janice and John song before as well.
But also, I really like John. John wrote a little new melody to Wild Shepherds. And we just do this really simple bare bones arrangement of it. And I really think that one's lovely.
Oh, thanks, Janice. That's very nice.
What about you, John? Which tracks are you enjoying at the moment?
My favourite at the moment, I think, is a song which is going to be our third single when that finally comes out, which is a song called The Wren, otherwise known as The King.
Yeah, it is lovely too.
Lovely song, great message, very uplifting. But just, I think, lovely kind of vocal delivery from Janice.
Thank you.
The horns as well. Or horn, singular.
Singular horn? Yeah. Well, one wren, one horn.
So the tour's going all around the country. Where, apart from New Mills and Sheffield, where can people see you?
So we'll be in Glasgow next on Wednesday, the 4th of December, at the Old Hairdressers. And we're going to be supported by... a really gorgeous group of singers that you might have heard of called Muldoon's Picnic. They're going to be doing some a cappella singing beforehand.
And then we're going to head down the M6 and we're going to go to Cardiff the night after on the 5th. That'll be lovely. And then straight down to Cornwall, to Calstock Arts, and then Bournemouth Folk Club, and then Bishop's Castle in Shropshire. I think that's the plan. Then back to Newcastle for 2 days and straight back down to Hayling Island in Portsmouth or near Portsmouth.
For Costa Winter Festival.
Indeed, I will see you there.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah,
I think we'll see a lot of people there.
I probably won't. I am playing it too with Melrose with our Christmas show, but I think we're on Thursday and I know we're only going to be there on the Thursday. Do you know what days you're going to be at Hayling Island?
Oh, we're on the Wednesday.
Ah, well, ships that pass in the night.
Yeah.
Leave us a bit of tinsel.
We'll be at the Fleece in Bretforton when you are doing your gig.
And who could blame you? The very place I met John Doran, and he genuinely was 15, I think.
Yeah, I think I probably was actually. Yeah.
I sort of regret handing in my bouzouki and saying you should buy one of these, but that's another story.
It's the day my eyes were opened. It was a good day.
Then we're going to be at Wingfield Barns in Suffolk, on the border of Norfolk and Suffolk. And then we're going to be in Newbury at Ace Space. And we'll also be doing a live to your living room. So if we're not coming anywhere near you, then you can watch us online.
Yeah. And finally, we have a gig in Kenilworth, the Treehouse Bookshop, which is maybe nearly sold out. And then the Cumberland Arms, our hometown, on the 19th, which is sold out. And then at the end, we have one concert in London, which I think has sort of three tickets left. So yeah, I think that's about it.
That's the whole tour.
Nice to see some nice to see some shows nearly sold out as well. That's it. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, I think currently we've got about five sold out.
Yeah.
I think Springbank will probably sell out. Kenilworth will. And
Yes,
so will
and
London.
London, yeah.
Well,
So,
that's absolutely
yeah.
great. So, people, you're going to need to get your tickets if you want to go and see Janice and John. And you can get them presumably from or you can get information about them from your website. Do you want to tell us what the website is?
The website is www.janandjohn.com/live if you want to find the tickets. And it's John, John,
No
not the other
H,
way.
no H in there.
Got
Yeah.
it. Got it.
No H, no H. Think of that.
Oh, now I will. I'll have that in my head for the rest of the day. Thank you, John. As usual, it's absolutely lovely to not just to hear your voices, but to see your smiling faces. And I know that
Yeah.
people, that's one of the reasons people love your gigs. It's not just the exquisite harmonies and lovely arrangements, but also you are fun people to be in the room with. And I know that people will be enjoying
Yeah.
the good humor that you bring to the Christmas tour. Go and see Janice and John and have a listen now to the Sands Day Carol, which I'll get Janice and John to tell us about, from Great Joy to the new Christmas record. We can call it a Christmas record because they said we could. We don't have to mince around words and say a seasonal album. This is an unapologetic Christmas record. Get your reindeer horns on, get your mulled wine out, and get a copy and play it loud. And Janice and John, tell us about the Sands Day Carol.
Sands Day Carol, very popular carol. I think it's also known as the first tree in the Greenwood.
Is it not a wee an a Easter an Easter song?
It's a Easter song, yeah. It is an Easter song, but for some reason it gets sung around Christmas or Whismas.
It's got the word
yeah.
carol in it, and it's not called the Derby Ram. So, as far as I'm concerned, it's pretty Christmassy.
Absolutely, yeah. But no, lovely one from Cornwall, from St. Day in Cornwall, and yeah.
Wonderful
That's
to
about
see
it.
you both, and have a great
Nice
tour.
to see you. Yeah, nice to see you. And I'll see you in a couple of weeks' time, probably. Yeah.
See you then,
See you.
Sam, and see you anon, James. Yeah, so nice to see both of you.
And yourselves.
Now the holly bears a berry as white as the milk, and Mary bore Jesus all wrapped up in silk, and Mary bore Jesus our Saviour for to be, and the first tree in the greenwood it was the holly, 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 and the first tree in the greenwood it was the holly. Now the holly bears a berry as green as the grass, and Mary bore Jesus who died on the cross, and Mary bore Jesus our Saviour for to be, and the first tree in the greenwood it was the holly, 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 and the first tree in the greenwood it was the holly. Now the holly bears a berry as black as the coal, and Mary bore Jesus who died for us all, and Mary bore Jesus our Saviour for to be, and the first tree in the greenwood it was the holly, 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 and the first tree in the greenwood it was the holly. Now the holly bears a berry as blood it is red, and Mary bore Jesus who rose from the dead, and Mary bore Jesus our Saviour for to be, and the first tree in the greenwood it was the holly, 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 and the first tree in the greenwood it
sake of aspiring, desiring, always just out of reach. Tiring, none of the synapses firing, wiring, something you cannot teach. Headaches, never talk about heartbreaks. For our sake, 'cause you sound like a bore. Why must I be losing all my trust? I just want to feel like before. You hold it, then it slips through your fingers. Wearing your blinkers, it cuts through the bone. Shackles alone. Sharing all the thoughts I've been wearing, staring at the screen in the dark. Caring, all my folks are despairing. I am repairing, trying to get back the spark. Well, you hold it, then it slips through your fingers. Wearing your blinkers, through the bone. Oh, honey, I wanna be running, but we can't shake these shackles alone. Where did I come from? Numb from all the pain that's in store. Why must I be losing all my trust? I just wanna feel like before.
Blair Dunlop there with I Want to Be Running. And that was just a song that my mother suggested I play today. That's Blair from his brand new album from earlier this year, Blair Dunlop.
And before that, you heard Janice Burns and John Doran from their new Christmas record, and you heard the Sands Day Carol with the aforementioned John Bowden's brass arrangements on there as well. The record's absolutely lovely, and pick up a copy, or you can get it from Bandcamp as a digital download as well, and try and catch them on their tour. We'll try and put the tour dates up on Thank Goodness It's Folks Facebook page. I'm sure they've done that already, but we'll do it again if we can do it today. Or you can just go and look at Jan and John's website, mentioned by John before. Sam, we were recently selling quite a lot of quite rare folk vinyl And we did it this weekend to raise money for the charities we mentioned, and lots of them sold. We've also got a couple of records from a very good friend called Nikki Campbell, a good friend of the program, a friend of yours, and a friend of Live at Sam's. And while we weren't able to get these processed quickly enough to get them into the charity donation, we've promised Nikki that we will play as much of them as we can on Thank Goodness It's Folk over the coming years. And there were some really interesting records in this collection, including a Scottish singer-songwriter called Sheila MacDonald. Some of you will know about her, but I looked at the records and didn't recognise them at all and put them on to see what they sounded like, and then realised with quite a surprise that I had met Sheila MacDonald very briefly at Sidmouth Folk Festival a few years ago, when I was introduced to her at the Bedford by Steve Hunt, who told me that she was an amazing singer-songwriter who had a couple of brilliant records out in the early 70s, and then kind of for various reasons went missing and away and sort of disappeared, not just from the folk scene but from the London area, and wasn't seen again in music circles for many, many years. She made a bit of a comeback in the early 2000s and is alive and well, I'm happy to say. A bit of an Anne Briggs kind of story. I think she's been compared to her before as well. But when I listened to the music, Sam, I was reminded first and foremost of Joni Mitchell. Sheila MacDonald, a Scottish singer-songwriter, and her albums are absolutely rare as hen's teeth and very collectible. And from Sheila MacDonald's self-titled album, donated to the program by Nikki Campbell, here is Crusoe.
Set out for sea. Now winter is here, we will draw round the fire. Sister and brother and grandson and sire. Christians and heathens, their voices to bring. Gather together, make merry and sing. Sing we all merrily and sing with good cheer, for the day we love best of the days of the year. Bring out the holly, the box and the bay. Deck out our cottage for glad Christmas Day. Sing we all merrily and sing with good cheer, for the day we love best of the days of the year. The box and the bay. Deck out our cottage for glad Christmas Day.
Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith, Awake Arise with Sing Ye All Merrily, and they will be at Firth Hall on the 14th of December. Awake Arise, Firth Hall, 14th of December.
Let's have a ballad, Sam. We are temporarily pausing the Robin Hood ballads for the reason that we've had a lot on our plates, and we will get back to the child ballads. But in the meantime, this is one. It's one we've covered already, but it's one of the best recordings of a ballad ever. And I know Martin Simpson learned his version from here as well, which might already hint to you that it's by Hetty West. This is Hetty West singing The Wife of Usher's Well.
She lived alone, and baby, she had three. She sent them away to the North Country to learn their grammary. They'd not been gone but a very short time, scarcely 6 weeks to the day, when death, cold death, spread through the land and swept them babes away. She prayed to the Lord in the heavens above, wearing a starry crown. Oh, send to me my three little babes tonight or in the morning soon. It was very close to Christmas time. The nights was long and cold, and the very next morning at the break of day, them babies come a-running home. She set the table for them to eat. Upon it spread bread and wine. Come eat, come drink, my three little babes. Come eat, come drink of mine. Oh, mother, we cannot eat your bread. Neither can we drink your wine. For tomorrow morning at the break of day, our Savior must be John. She made the bed in the back of this room. Upon it she spread a sheet, upon the top a golden spread, for to help them babes asleep. Rise up, said the eldest one. Rise up, said she, for tomorrow morning at the break of day, our Savior must we see. Cold clods of clay roll o'er our heads, green grass grows on our feet, and thy sweet tears, my mother dear, will wet our winding sheet.
Bonnie at morn, which means beautiful in the morning. With the keeping of the band, the light
happy when at work, and the last when at learn. We're all laid idle with the keeping of the band. The laddie when at work, and the last when at learn. Canny at knee, bonny at morn. There's hour long in thy bed, bonny at morn.
Brand new formation of Home Service there with Bob Fox on lead vocals, and that was Bonny at Morn from Home Service's latest release, a live transmission. And delighted to say that we found out this weekend that Home Service will be on a Crook Social Club in March. Really looking forward to that. Not quite sure of the date yet, but as soon as I find out from Morris, we will let you know. I'm really excited about that. That was an unexpected surprise this weekend.
Yeah, what a treat for Sheffield to have Home Service with Bob Fox on lead vocal, and with their signature sound coming to Crook Social Club. Sam, I've got a busy evening, as you know, so I will leave you with the lovely audience of Thankless Folk. Sam's got another hour of music to bring you after the break, while I go and rehearse for the Bagpuss reunion show, which we're taking to Canterbury tonight at the Gulbenkian Theatre. If there's anyone in the Canterbury area and you want to see Sandra Kerr, who was the originator of the original music for Bagpuss, one of Bagpuss's sacred homes, Canterbury, you can see many of Peter Furman's creations, including the original Bagpuss, in the Bagpuss Museum down there, and we'll be there tonight. So I hope to see some of you there. In the meantime, Sam, have a wonderful rest of the show. I'm going to leave you with Lewis Wood and Helen Gentile from their new album, Violet Sky, and this is the brilliantly named tune, Raspberry Beret.